Okay, last week we had begun Perek Beis. Three basic mafarshim for Mishlei. There's the Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Malbim. Im b'ni em tikach hamoroi mitzolsai titzmon itoch. The Gemara had interpreted Amorai, Limina Torah. And it's both sides, it's been Itoch, interpreted Kima Mitzvahs. The other Mephorshim had a problem with that. And the problem they had with that was that we're talking about different types of Chochmah. And given the different types of chokhmah, l'chora, we're not talking about kiyum mitzvahs. So the Malbim and Rabbeinu Yonah, because of that, interpret it slightly differently. According to the Malbim, b'ni im tika chamoroi, u'mitzvosai tizmanitoch. The two different types of chokhmah that we have in the Torah. We have the chokhmah of understanding mitzvahs. And we have the chokhmah of understanding, you say, emes v'sheker, deos tovos, emunas v'deos. He said the difference is between emes v'sheker and tovara. Imtika Hamorai. That means if you will accept what I am talking to you about, accepting how the world goes, and I'm not, there's part of Torah that tells us how to function in this world, aids us how to function in this world, from a Kodesh Baruch who created this world. And that's Beloshin Tikach, he says, the Malbim. Yesh hevdel ben omer ben mitzave. She mitzave is mitzvosai that I commanded you to do. This is the amorai, things I didn't command you to. Things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to us how the world goes and how the world functions, and we accept it because it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Beloshin Emes V'Sheker. It's Vosai, he gives us Sivuti, Matzon, Pesach, Tesut, and Sukkah, and Lulav. It's not Tika Hamorai, it's mitzvos that he gives us. So what does it mean, Titzpon Itoch? That you have to internalize. He says, mitzvos are not only something superficial, but something that a person internalizes and makes part of himself. Tzofa means it's hidden within ourselves. It's internalized within ourselves. That's how the mob. Take a look on the other hand of Rabbeinu Yonah. Parsha Zos, he says, and here he's very. Idabel hakdome haraviyus asher lavodos haborei, limud hachochma. He says, how do you get chochma? He says, liknos chochma yisap beetzma tovela sheyegiyah min hachochamim. Zosai as haro. He says. He says, "Bnei im tika chamora." He says, "How to get chokhmah?" He says, first, you have to be willing to accept it from people who are chachamim. Both the Malbim and Rabbeinu Yonah understand that the words "tika chamora" is not just limud Torah per se. It is limud, that thing that I accept from, either from HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the Chachamim. L'hakshiv l'chochma oznecho ta'ata lipcho l'svuna. So here they say as follows. In Havanas HaTorah, there are two levels. And here you have the first, that what you get, what you're being taught, you're getting facts, you're getting ideas. And that's a hakshiv l'chochma oznecho. First, it means you get the facts, you hear what your lokeach amorim, and then afterwards, tata libcho latfuna. Then, when a person accepts and takes in what he's getting from Chacham, what he's getting from Sfarim, you assimilate a lot of knowledge. And Chacham is knowledge. You're getting knowledge about Emunas for days, you're getting knowledge about mitzvahs, you're getting knowledge on all sorts of levels. However, it doesn't stop at the knowledge. After you finish the knowledge, then you have to deepen your understanding of it, and with a deeper and more complete understanding. It says, Chukei HaChochma, says the Malbim, you have to get from Chachamim. He says, "L'hakshiv l'chochma osnecho." He says, "So there's certain things you have to get from other people. But once you get it from other people, then you build on it and internalize and understand it in a deep way." Now, here Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to, in a much deeper way. It's not that he's not agreeing, not that there's any machlokas. He says, "My l'rishon l'hazir chochma, that from hamalamdim." And here it says, "L'hakshiv l'chochma osnecho." That's a certain amount of chochma that you get, that you have to get you started. You have to begin getting it from chachamim, people who know more. It says, doesn't say lishmoa l'chochma osnecho, hazin l'chochma osnecho. It says l'hakshiv, and that has to be done with exceeding precision, and know exactly what was said to be able to give over exactly what was said. That's the first thing. What is it? Tate libcho latfuna. Yes, you have to deepen your, now that you have the facts, you have to deepen the understanding. No such thing just knowing facts of Torah. That's a stupid idea. People want to know that. 15,000 Mishnayos Baal Peh, 37,000 Black Gemara. It's, there are two levels. There's level one and there's level two. Some people, it's much easier to be satisfied with just level one. Take it in, even with very tremendously great precision. The next thing is tata libcho l'tfuna. You have to deepen your understanding. So, Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to know why Shlomo HaMelech used the word tata. Should be tosim libcho l'tfuna. You should try to understand. He says, He said, a person to assimilate knowledge, You don't have to forget about all the distractions. Simply knowledge, it's very easy. That's why it's so popular. But if a person wants to get deep and complete understanding of an onion, then he has to be able to push out of his mind all distractions. He's been able to push away everything, says Taibas Alamaza, all other things you want to. And you have to have a single focus, single-minded focus. I just want to understand. Your mind has to be in it completely and totally. And that's why you go lahakshiv. On one level, you take in knowledge. But then when you deepen the knowledge, then it has to be a total forgetting everything else and totally putting yourself into that. Kima, and he continues. Have to empty your mind out from everything else. Well, now, so here, we're about to say that to assimilate knowledge that any human being can do. But in order to get the deepest and complete Havana Satira possible, you have to be Mispala. And that's what's going on to say later. To Hashem Yitin Chochma Pirdasus Fun. Chazal repeated all the time. Torah is not just like any other chachma. Mathematics, chemistry, physics, whatever you're going to study. You put your mind to it, you get it. Torah is Dvar Hashem. You only get Dvar Hashem if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you over that understanding of Dvar Hashem. And that is, you have to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ask him for it. And that's what the Yalkut says. Tvarchenek HaKesef. Malba makes a wonderful point here. See Rabbeinu Yonah Sholi. You want to do business, so what do you want to do? Someone's selling something, you want to buy it from him, you sell it to someone, you're all exchanging one thing for the other. He says, Bakoshev Kesef, al yedei mischa. Raviach me mischaro be mais yodov. He says, a person has a lot of ability to do many things in this world. The ability to do many things in this world is everything is expensive, something else. You can't do everything. And people think they can't do everything, end up doing nothing. You have to be willing to give up and sacrifice. I'm giving up this, I'm giving up this, I'm giving up this. Just like if I want to make a deal, I want to buy something, I give up money to get an object. I'm giving up one thing to get another thing. So, you have to be willing to sacrifice a lot for Torah. I give up X to get Y. You're not willing to give up X, you're not going to get Y. He says, that's one aspect of getting Chochmah Satar. And there's another aspect of getting chokhmah. Mon tachapsana. Mon tachapsana means digging deep into the ground, getting to the bottom of something, and pulling out something. So once I'm willing, what have I done? He says, I've gotten chokhmah, I've gotten facts, I've gotten the knowledge from other people, from Svarim. I've tried to get rid of distractions and put my mind into understanding it, and I've been spiral talking to Baruch to get it. And I'm willing to give up everything for it, and then go deep, deeply in order to get a deep understanding. Oh, it's tough. And only then you're going to get me able to understand. Chokhmah Zatar, you have to be willing to sacrifice everything for it. Give up everything for it. Number one. Number two. You have to be willing to go deep into it. You have to first take in the Chokhmah. People can give you the Chokhmah. Be willing to give up to get the understanding. And be willing to go deep down. Just come among them, hidden treasures that's deep in the ground. And that is the process to get till the next thing, Ostavim. That's how the Malbim understands the process of getting Chochmah Satera. Take a look. In Rabbeinu Yonah, he says something else. He says, "My the Ravias, she yitrech b'chachma." He says, "Plain hard work." While Rabbi Yona of the Malbim is busy focusing, and there's no steer between them; they're just focusing on different things, of giving up and sacrificing, getting rid of distractions, and going deeply into things. Rabbi Yonah says, if you take a look, this is a big mosask. You take a look how people work their heads off to make money. You have to be willing to work your head off for Torah just as much. If you want to hit the top in Torah, you have to put in the same effort that people hit the top in money. Just work, that's plain hard work. That's number one. Bamaila Chamishis. Fifth. That she desires the Navsha HaChochma Rotia Olov Iskola Torah Merova Ahava. If something you love, you have to make tremendous efforts to get it. What does it say by Yaakov Avinu? He worked hard for Rachel. Vayi v'yomo v'enyov k'yom v'achod. It was like a few days. B'avos also. If a person is chasing Chochmas HaTorah because of tremendous love, it's not that it's too hard, it's too difficult. There's no such thing as too hard. There's no such thing as too difficult. You don't complain. It's the biggest hanoi you have because you're looking forward to the result at the end of Havanas HaTorah. Okay, that is number one. Number two, a person's chasing chacham, and he bumps into a problem. Well, I really don't know this, I really don't know this, I really don't know this, I really don't know this. If you're in a business deal, he says, and you bump in, oh, I have to find something about that, you'll do it. There's no such thing as too difficult. Whatever you have to do to get it, you'll overcome all difficulties to get it. Oz tovin, yiras Hashem, l'dat looking tips. Now, oz tovin, yiras Hashem, l'dat looking tips. What is here? Why is this bringing you? As we previously say, Reishis Chochma is Yiras Hashem. We've talked about that. That means, in order for a person to achieve the Emes and Torah, like Yerushalayim, you can't do it. Every person is going to have an atiyah, I want this, I want this, I have this idea. There's a deep honesty in Limud HaTorah that comes if you realize that it's Dvar Hashem. And what you're trying to understand is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. Oz Tovin Yeras Hashem, and two things happen. You need Yir for Chochma, you need Chochma for Yir. The more you have Avonas HaTorah, the more you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can get Yira. And without Yira, you're never going to get Chochmah, because you're not going to have that deep honesty that's necessary to do it. You're not going to be willing to give up everything for it. All these things that you have to do in order to get Chochmah HaTorah depend on Yira Shamayim. Adas Elokim Timtzum. What's Das Elokim? And here you have a tremendous halichos of Rabbeinu Yonah. Das Elokim exists on a number of different levels. And Das Elokim, first of all, Tani Bileo says it's halacha. What does that mean? It means like this. Let's begin with the Tana de Be'eliyahu, and then we'll get into more detail into how Malbim and Rabbeinu Yonah understand. Das Elokim says, as far as Yerushalayim is going to be able to learn with a clarity and reach honest conclusions that can become Dvar Halacha. Dvar Halacha means a person is so convinced, the Amita Sadova, that he will act on it, knowing very well that the tremendous consequences, if you make a mistake, you don't make a mistake. That's number one, Das Elokim. Why is it a Halacha? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world how he wanted the world to function. This is what Shabbos is, this is what Kashrus is. And if I can finally reach an honest maskana, this is what I do under the following circumstances. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world. But that requires Yiras Hashem, and it brings you to Yiras Hashem. Because Yiras Hashem means, A, I'm willing to make the effort. I'm willing to give up everything for it. And I'm willing in my own intellectual work to be absolutely honest so I can get to a maskana. Rabbeinu Yonah said something like, he says, what is the result? Oz, he says. What's the result of all this effort that you put in to get the clarity that you need? Says like this. Difference. Ikir hatoeles ki yazig ha'odam in ha'chochma liyiras Hashem. Says. Ha'mtori koleles mitzvos yidiyas Hashem yizbarach b'loshan ha'yira. When talks about mitzvahs, talks in terms of yira. And there are different types of yira. There's the yira, yiras ha'onesh, and avas ha'schar. And there's yiras ha'romamos. When we talk about yidiyas Hashem, only a person who has a clear Havanas HaTorah is going to appreciate the godless of HaKadosh Baruch. You know, I have a certain friend of mine who runs a Baal Teshuva Yeshiva. He has a wonderful mind. He said, listen, once someone asked him, someone was trying to talk to him, says, what's your proof for the existence of HaKadosh Baruch? And he answered him a beautiful answer. He said, listen, this person had studied many different areas of life. I've seen all the areas of human wisdom. I've seen the limits of human wisdom. Then you see what Chochmas HaTorah is. You see it's a Chochmas so way beyond any other Chochmah in this world. You understand it could only come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who can understand Torah in its depth, there are two things that happen. First thing that happens, he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says Rabbeinu Yonah, becomes so overwhelmed with the godless HaTorah and the Chashivas of Torah that it brings him to Yiras HaRamos. Hashem Yitin Chochma Mipiv Dasus. So here, and then Yitzbo Vayisharim Tushia Mogel Hol Chaitan. So here the Malbim emphasizes one thing, and that is Torah so orients your mind that it gives you a mahalach how to go through Olam Hazeh and how to function in all the areas of life. A person who knows how to finish a sugya and gets clarity, he'll have clarity in everything he does in life. He'll know how to function in this world. That's why, what is the Torah? Nenu menu eight silver tushia. It's taken from this pasuk. It gives me a mahalach how to go through this world. A lot of people, when they try to confront this world, are very confused. So, and Malbim says, Shahayasharim, it gives you a straight mahalach in life. Inatsu orchos hanhogas Hashem ba'olamo shahu kafi amish. He says, and that gives me the way of functioning as well. So basically, between the Malbim and Rabbeinu Yonah, they talk very simply. A person invests in Chochmah. He then deepens his understanding to the degree he can. So it's Pa'ul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Siyata D'Shemaya, is willing to give up everything for it and go as deeply as possible. Then you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Torah. You get your Shema and your Saramus. You get clarity in Halacha, because then you can make it a decision based on it. And then, not only in Yonei Torah, you know, in Yonei Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. What you've done will give you a mahalach that it's a mogein lahol chaitam. And here, what does it mean, a mogein lahol chaitam? So here the Malbim says, Haolich tom, ma'ase tzitkoso kfuim tomid al derech echodu. It means, I have a mahalach in life, the mahalach of Torah, it's a straightness, and I go with it, and it takes me to success in this world. That's what David HaMelech told Shlomo, that's what Mantaski b'chol ha'shetase. You'll be able to succeed in everything you do. Because that straightness that Torah gives you, and if you continue with following that straightness of Torah, it's going to lead you to success, not only to your Shemayim, not only Das Elokim, not only connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it'll give you success and a straightness and a mahalach in this world. Okay, well, Kedushin.